Joining us now on the fifth quarter show is Coach Oren Magruder of Southwest Livingston. Southwest coming off of a big win last week over Mound City in eight-man football. They were home tonight against Stewartsville. Southwest Livingston comes out with a 48-0 game. Early start, 5 o'clock. Game was called at halftime. Coach, congratulations on the win. Tell me a little bit about how the game went tonight.
I appreciate it. Well, you know, I was proud of our boys. It had been really easy for us to kind of come down flat. You know, I thought this week at practice we were kind of flat. And I had to chew on a little bit and woke them back up. And then we came out in a hot, humid night. They played their tails off, so I'm really proud of them. I think the third play of the game, Mac had a rushing touchdown. I'm not sure they moved the ball too much on us their first few series, and I think we just kind of kept scoring. It stayed that way for the first half.
Yeah, Mac Anderson, you know, for the listeners who don't know, he's a big kid. He's probably 6'3", 220, you know, runs like the wind, can drop the ball on a dime. He had a huge game for you tonight. Also, Chase Neptune, you said, had three receiving touchdowns. Talk a little bit about your offensive line. You know, you guys have been putting a lot of points on the board the last 4 weeks. Who are those guys up front for you?
Yeah, that's what I always, you know, I always give love to my skilled players. I don't think the last few weeks I've mentioned my offensive line, and they've done a tremendous job for us, opening up holes. Just been very physical, and, you know, that starts up front, obviously. And Jaden Sears, Bryce Wolf, and Owen H are my offensive linemen. They've been doing a great job for us.
Next week, what's your focus next week? What are you gonna focus on? You know, coming off of a big win, how are you gonna get your kids prepared?
Well, that's what one of the things I told them this week is we have to pretend, you know, we're playing the number one team in the state every week, because the week for Mountain City was phenomenal. That week of practice. And we can't show up and have a bad Monday and Tuesday like we did this week and expect to just, you know, roll over everybody. We've got to come in and be mentally focused and just ready to go.
You said your coaches had been doing a really good job. I know you have a really young coaching staff. I get to work with one of them pretty much every day. Talk a little bit about your assistant coaches.
Yeah, that's what, you know, I need to mention those guys. Our kids have done great job, and I think that starts with the assistant coaches. You know, they really help me out and do a really good job of teaching the techniques I want, and they're all in with the program. You know, they love football, they love the kids, and they're all really good men. And that's Trent Moore, Peyton Hine, and Weston Baker. And I'm really proud of them. You know, that's what one of the things I was looking for when I was trying to find some assistants was I wanted good men, you know, good character men, because that's what it takes to, you know, lead a successful program, because we want to grow these kids after football's over to be good men.
So, Coach, thanks for shouting them out. You moved to 4-1 on the year. You opened the season up with a tough loss to Tarco. You rolled off four big wins. Best of luck next week.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate it.